A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
NSFM Colville, 1280 KZNS AM Salt Lake City, and KSLFM HD2 Salt Lake City Midvale. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Let's lock in.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes! Yes!
The teams you live for, the sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keurig, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Unrivaled, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Thanks for being with us. Jeremy just pointing out that his Texans have improved mightily over the last 10 hours.
My Texans?
Jeremy's Texans. As a Houston native, you are by default a Texans fan. Okay?
That's the new rule here, not a Cowboys fan like I've been forever.
Hold on. You're also an Oilers fan forever? You can't beat both in the state of Texas. You know that.
But I'm not in there, so it's okay. I'm not there with the to get the feedback.
You're not there anymore. Okay. So the Texans got Dalton Schultz, former Bingham Minor product Dalton Schultz, who was a Cowboy, like yourself, Jeremy, was just a big Cowboy fan. And now he's going to be a Texan. And so there he goes. He stays in the state of Texas and downgrades considerably going to the Houston Texans. Who's their quarterback?
Davis Mills.
Davis Mills. Yeah.
Stanford guy.
Man with two last names. Good for him.
Probably Bryce Young coming up, I'm betting, so.
Oh,
what pick do they have? Number two.
Number two.
Okay, yeah, they could get Bryce Young
because they tried hard and got the win at week 18. So they went 1-2.
Good job. No one can ever accuse them of tanking. And I think the thought was they go, it doesn't matter if we're 1 or 2 because the Bears aren't going to take a quarterback. And then the Bears trade away to the Panthers that chance at the Panthers getting C.J. Stroud. By the way, Baker Mayfield, and we'll talk about it a little bit more in the NFL roundup this hour. Baker Mayfield now officially a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And what was the thing he said in his press conference, Scott?
I
that he really
am
loved?
Not going to try to be Tom Brady.
There you go. Or I think it was.
I believe that if they're all inside, go outside. If they're all outside, go inside. If they're all deep, they throw it short. If they're short, if they're all short, throw it deep. So you gotta have enough flexibility with an offense to do whatever. So.
Okay, so there you go. Take that bit of advice from Tom Brady, Baker Mayfield.
It's a simple game. If they're all sheep, throw them long.
If they're all sheep, if they're short.
Tom Brady even had a hard time saying what he was trying to say.
Are the people short?
He's trying to make something simple, but he made it confusing.
If they're short, you throw short. If you're long, you throw long. And then
if you're short, Baker Mayfield's short.
He is short. Baker Mayfield.
How can he throw it long if he's short?
But he also throws it short, too.
He does.
So
it's like he's short and throws it short.
Missed it. So Baker Mayfield now a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, which means the future of Blaine Gabbert is just in question in Tampa Bay, which I know you're wondering
about.
It'll
be riveting.
Free agent market opening up big time for Blaine Gabbert. We'll see how he does, Baker Mayfield, there at Tampa Bay. Oh, we got to kick off the hour. Let's do it. We've got the cut. We've got some Chris Dunn audio. This one-on-one that he had with Jeremiah Jensen was fascinating. And so get to know the guy who the Jazz took a big shot on, of course, adding him to the roster officially and kind of changing his life, giving him a second chance again in the NBA. It's the cut right here. Let's do it.
The unquestioned,
undeniable, unrivaled, top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
Okay. The cut brought to you by G2G Bar, all natural ingredients, no preservatives. G2G Bar has plenty of protein and just awesome, awesome flavor. If you want to try this thing for a meal replacement, you could do that. If you want to try G2G bars because you go, I've heard these guys talking about it, and they say it's tasty, you will not be disappointed. I actually got some at Costco. I forgot to tell you guys. I'm bringing them into the office, putting them in the fridge over here. Okay? We're going to do our part to convert people in the office here to G2G bars. Okay. So Chris Dunn, I want to play a couple of these things here. I do have a college football thing I want to bring up, but I'd be remiss if we had this audio and didn't get to hear some more of it. One of the things that was asked of Chris Dunn by Jeremiah, it's a masterful interview. I think you should go check it out. He says, you go from being the fifth pick overall to going to the G League, which your friends, your peers, your family are going, so it didn't work out, huh? You're not good, right? Like, there's a lot that people assume when you go to the G League. And he says, and I think this is a huge part of it, that he was not it was not an embarrassing moment for him. It was a life lesson. Here's what he said.
Back at home, I like to work out in, you know, Providence College, Rhode Island. That's where I became a top five pick. Each and every summer, I went back. This past year, people, they know who I am. They come up to me, KD, where are you going this summer? I said it loud and proud, I'm going to the G League. Some people are looking at me shocked. No need to feel embarrassed. I'm going to G League to work. And guess what? The G League was probably one of my best experiences in my career. A lot of great talent down there, a lot of good people. Everybody's fighting for the same thing. It brought that hunger back into me, and I loved it, and I'm super grateful for that experience.
See, I think, Scott, the difference maybe, like, you know, I think about your experience going to the World League and how big of a deal that was. We've talked about that in relation to Chris Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
But you were like, please let me play in the World League.
Yeah.
If it were more of a setup of, hey, we're sending you to the World League, you're not ready for this yet. How would that have impacted you?
I don't think it would have been any different. And I mean, when you're young, you don't fully appreciate or understand how the best place for you to develop, and that's playing in games. And it doesn't matter. Kurt Warner is a great example of that. I mean, he was playing for the Iowa Barnstormers in the Arena League, and it was better than him boxing groceries,
right,
and bagging groceries, and being out in the game, having to make decisions, practicing and working at it, and just being out there. It really does not matter where it is. It has a huge impact. And there have been a lot of players in a lot of situations that have benefited from this style. I don't know why it's the way it is, but players don't all develop exactly the same way. And sometimes maybe you do give up on someone early, and maybe for whatever reason, maybe they're young for their age. Maybe they, you know, just, you know, maybe they have a hard time learning. I don't know what, you know, you just don't know how players are going to develop, and you don't know the maturity level of players. You don't know the personal lives of players. And maybe, you know, you take a Ja Morant and you go, dude, this guy's just got gobs of talent, but he's got gobs of probably the wrong people hanging around him. So there's a lot of factors that go into when and how. And but the bottom line is, if you have an opportunity to play and play anywhere, do it.
So I think that's a tremendous bit of that, where he goes, I said it right to these people. I'm going to the G League.
Yeah.
And I'm going there to work. So accepting that challenge is one thing, but I think there are a lot of guys who they start to just feel that pressure of, yeah, I wasn't good enough. And then they kind of move on in their head, or maybe they just don't have what it takes to have that mental discipline to go, this is an opportunity. I'm sure a lot of these guys, you think about Frank Jackson, who had he had years in the NBA. He had a couple of years in the NBA, and you go, I mean, in his case, he didn't even get the chance to do some minutes for the Jazz. And so you wonder when that chance is going to come again while he's averaging, you know, 25-plus in the G League.
So
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
much of it is not having a vision that's high enough or clear enough, and you're just kind of out there groping around in the dark, just kind of, well, I'll try this, I'll do this, or whatever. I just know in my mind, I said it, that I'm going to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League. So for me, getting on any field, getting reps, getting opportunities to develop, I knew was the most important thing to me. And so I didn't care. I was like, fine, I'll go to the world. I'll go anywhere. You know, I'll go to, you know, someone's sandlot games if it means an opportunity for me to develop. And there was this young kid named Ty Tryon, and he was the youngest player ever to qualify for the PGA Tour. And that's all his goal was to qualify. It wasn't to thrive and
to win the Masters.
And so once he got there, he couldn't handle it. He was like, he wasn't prepared for everything that happened after.
River, yeah.
And so many people don't have that vision and those goals of, you know, what is your plan here? What's your purpose? And so you don't really know how to act. You don't know how to respond. And you get players that, you know, are great. It's like, they just know in order to be great, this is the work I've got to put into it. And this is what I've got to do. It becomes very clear to you what you do and how you practice and how you prepare and the steps you take when you have that vision, when you have that goal. It's massive. You know, one of the best guys to talk about that was Emmett Smith. He learned at a very young age about the power of setting goals. And he knew that by setting these goals and seeing it every day and working at it, that he would achieve it. And he said, I couldn't get anywhere in my life if I did not have goals.
It's a fascinating process that these guys are going through. A guy like Chris Dunn, super inspirational, right? When you look at that and you go, look what he's done. I guarantee he's not thinking to himself, I made it either.
You can't.
He had already kind of made it before, right? In his head, in other people's heads. People tell you, you've made it. And I guarantee people are like, you made it back, man. I know. I knew you were going to make it back. It's like, dude, don't say it like that. I'm working on a non-guaranteed – I've got a non-guaranteed deal right now. And almost – if you hear the word non-guaranteed, you go, good, if you're Chris Dunn. It sounds like this kind of guy who's like, good.
You know who's really good at not being okay with being there? You're going to laugh when I tell you this.
Michael Jordan.
Lee Johnson. Lee Johnson,
the punter
mm-hmm. punted in the NFL for 18 years. And you know what he said?
What?
I was afraid that I was going to lose my job every punt I went out to punt. For 18 years,
right.
But that's the mindset.
Yep.
It's like you've never arrived. Like, it, you know, and it's hard because here all of a sudden, and I think it's harder, Alex, when you have success. So here's Chris Dunn, you know, people are, you know, this is such a feel-good story, and all these people want to interview him and talk to him, and gets a 10-day and gets another 10-day, and then he gets a longer-term contract or whatever, you know, and that can go to your head, and you go, yep, I'm back.
Did he ever win a ring?
Chris Dunn?
No, I was thinking of Lee Johnson because I was wondering if – because he was – I think at the end of his career, he was, or toward the end of his career at least.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He was with the Patriots for like a minute, but I don't know.
Yeah, he might have missed that Tom Brady window.
Yeah.
But my path crossed Lee Johnson tons of times.
Yeah,
but
he was
– I just really appreciated that from him when he said, I was afraid that I was going to lose my job every time I went out to punt in a game, you know, and so – there's something about that humble, never be satisfied, never get comfortable attitude that you have to have in that because it's so competitive.
He was in the league 5 years before he even went to the Bengals. When I was a kid, I thought his first team was the Bengals.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, he's the Bengals punter.
Yeah.
And he was there for the majority of his career, 88 to 98. Does that mean you guys crossed paths there in Cincinnati or is that a little bit?
He was just
out the door when you were?
Yep.
Before you got there? Okay. How about for a career? So he punted 1,226 times, and every time he thought he was going to get fired.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Be all exhausting, right. Wouldn't it?
Next up, Chris Dunn chatting about how he wouldn't change the circumstances of what his journey has been in the NBA.
If you asked me that maybe a couple years ago, yeah. But now, no, I can't because it made me who I am today. It made me the man. I learned so much through my experiences, not only for myself, but to be able to teach others. I took accountability to be able to, you know, just teach the guys what I've learned through my experiences. And then more importantly, like I said, I got a son at home. And through these experiences, he's going to have some of his own. And, you know, I could be able to teach him how to, you know, navigate through some of that. But at the same time, he's going to have to go through it on his own, too.
Tremendous. I mean, like you said, to be even to recognize, like, no, that is actually, that effort is what's got me here, and I'm proud of it, versus people who don't want to even do that work. And then they look back and they're a little bit like, okay, now I'm supposed to work. The ego of some people to go, I am where I'm supposed to be right now. Like, I don't even think about those years because I don't even want to remember when I had to go there. But it's like he remembers every bit of work that he's had to do, and that's important to him. You think about how young this guy is, and he already had a massive lesson in pro sports about being able to work your way back, eating the humble pie, becoming the person you thought you were going to be, and also working through the fact that your circumstances aren't perfect. How about the fact that he and Lowry were both in bad circumstances in Chicago?
Yeah.
And then they find their way to a place that actually works out for them, and it just so happens to be at Utah.
So you know who Captain Sully is, right?
Yes.
The guy who landed the airplane.
Sullenberger.
Saved all the people.
Sully Sullenberger.
He said afterwards, I've lived a lifetime of these small little experiences that I just put into my memory bank or my experience bank. And I firmly believe that I wasn't capable of doing what I did had I not had all of these experiences. So here he was in this just really difficult situation, but he had been prepared for it from a lifetime of success, failure, experience. And he really realized that and appreciated that when he was later on. So hearing this from Chris Dunn going, all this experience I've had, negative, positive, all of it has really prepared me and really made me a better player, a more complete player, a player that could really flourish. And it's all just because I've gained experience. And I think that's a beautiful thing we think in life. If, some of those things we look at where you go, oh man, I failed at that. I wasn't very good at that. And we look at it as a negative thing, and you find later on in life, your life's pretty full and you're pretty rich, and you've lived a rich life. I'm 55 years old, Alex, and I'm just telling you, I love where I am in my life more than any other place, and it's because of this, because of all these experiences that have brought me and to who I am and what I am, and I value, that person and who I've become through all of it. And a lot of it's not easy and not fun and not pleasant, but it's created a good result.
Here's what he had to say about – kind of skip to the end here because we're kind of short on time. Just the idea of the future that he has with this team, I think, is really – like it really excites him to be thinking to himself, hey, I've got a future with this team.
Just the team, the coaching staff, the front office, they want to win, and they want to do it the right way. They want to bring in a lot of good players and people that compete, people that play the right way. And, who doesn't want to be in an organization like that? And then more importantly, the talent that we have now. There's a lot of great players out there. Each and every game, someone can go off. Someone can do something special. And, no one has an ego. No one, I'm not getting this shot. Everybody wants to achieve one thing, and that's to win and do it the right way. And I want to say it's a dream come true to be able to be in an organization like that, but it feels great to be in a situation where, we're doing the right things, and, when you do the right things, good things happen.
This is a guy I think that kind of represents exactly what this team is. It's been really cool to see him do it, so it's awesome. We have the NFL roundup coming up here, Scott. You ready for that?
Let's round them up.
We also have our two-minute drill around the corner as well, so you don't want to miss it then. Jazz pregame. Right here, stay with us. It is 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.